I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Dodging Those Germy Germs. The book browser leans forward just inches from my face and tells me all about the books he would love to find in the shop. Normally, an enthusiastic exchange like this is pleasurable, but today it is frightening. I suddenly realize that each time he speaks, he lowers his COVID mask so that I can hear him clearly. Each time he pauses to listen, he returns the mask to its secure position. I back away and hide behind a poster, as if I have something important to do. I have not yet learned how to diplomatically suggest that he keep his face covered. He is oblivious to the problem. Another browser likes to tell delightful stories, but I have no idea what he's saying because my attention is riveted. As he speaks, his mask slowly descends, revealing lower nose, then nostrils, then upper lip, then entire mouth, until nothing is safe but his double chin. He is unaware. One customer walks briskly in, completely maskless, so focused that she only later realizes what she's done. Embarrassed, she covers face with hand and quickly gropes for a mask. As time goes by, I become braver and more outspoken. I call attention to my concern by saying things like, "Oops, did you forget your mask? If you don't have a mask, we have a supply behind the counter. I'm trying to avoid endangering my family, so that's why I wear this mask." Most of the time, people respond without being asked, simply by noticing that I'm all masked up. Often, they apologize. At the beginning of this pandemic, a rough-hewn family of seven enters the shop. No sign of masks. This time, I just stay behind the counter since no one else is present. It is obvious that they are not here to buy books, just need to wander about, then leave. They don't seem to be from around here. My cowardly behavior makes me vow never to remain silent again. But on the other hand, I never want to be that old guy who yells, "Put on your mask," like, "Get off my lawn." Times are different now. I can see those danged COVID germs scattering themselves everywhere. Ducking doesn't help. Wishing is useless. Posting notices creates a negative atmosphere. So I just pleasantly and firmly, sometimes with humor, help folks cover up. Some I have to instruct, since they don't know that a bare nose is part of the problem. Way back in the 1940s and 50s, when nature and I were learning to negotiate the terms of my future life, I heard about germs at school and at home. For a while, I thought that I could actually see the critters. So when washing up, I pretended I was sending them to germ heaven, down the drain to a land they would understand. Maybe staying ahead of germs is what got me from way back then to right now. Or maybe I'm just plain lucky. Mainly, I don't want to be part of a preventable problem to others, so my life as a masked book dealer is becoming a thing now. It could be that masks will be all the fashion rage for years to come.